Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, with you for the next hour. That's why it's called Assorted Hour. It's not Assorted 2 hours or Assorted Hour and a Half or Assorted 15 minutes, but that might actually be a better idea. No, this is Assorted Hour. We do this every Monday from 8 to 9. The best in unheard of, underground, noisy, strange, weird, loud rock music. We got a interesting show in store for you tonight. Kind of a hodgepodge of stuff that cobbled together. Gonna start things off with an album that I've had for quite a while now in my collection, but never really gave it a serious sit through. Bought it on a whim at a local used record store, I think, because I really liked the first song, or maybe it reminded me of a Dwarves riff, and listening to it now, I have no idea why. It reminds me of a cross between the Gun Club and the Butthole Surfers, though the track that I'm going to play doesn't really reflect that. This is kind of more Americana, Western, a little bit more serious than the rest of the album. The rest of the album is really strange and kind of far out there. I don't really have a whole lot of info on the album. It was released by a label called Okra Records in 92. It sounds like the band kind of continued on until the 2000s or so, but you can search them on YouTube. I think one video comes up from this album, and it's not even like an actual video. It's just a picture of the album with the music. So anyways, this is the Wolverton Brothers. The name of the album's Sucking Hind Tit, and the song is called Could Have Had a Life. On Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Hi, folks. It's Twist from Revolution Radio here to tell you about an event that I and the Invisible Man from the Mod Club have cooked up for Saturday, May 4th. I'm referring to none other than Two Tone Night 2. Invisible and I had such a great time doing the first one together. We thought, what the heck? Let's do another. It's an evening where we spin the very best in ska and reggae all night. And what better place to have it than one of our favorite watering holes, the Yellow Dog Tavern, located at 386 Donald. So come on down and join myself, Twist, and the Invisible Man, Saturday, May 4th at the Yellow Dog. Tip a pint or two and skank out to the finest ska and reggae around. We'll see you on the 4th.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I am your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard before that commercial, that's going back a bit, a local band called Disappearing Floor. Put out a self-titled cassette in 92 on Oh Yeah Records. Anybody remember Oh Yeah Records? Name of that track was Heavy Metal Cowboy. It's a really bizarre album. It's all over the place musically. And it's so weird. I think that was maybe the first local release I ever bought when I discovered that there was music in Winnipeg. And I don't know if this is true. I've always had this uneasy feeling that the guy who runs Into the Music Records was in that band. I'm not sure, but I think maybe. I remember seeing some of their merch at the old location on Osborne. When it was still on Osborne there, not the new Osborne location, the soon to be closed Osborne location, but the old Osborne location. Butthole Surfers before that with Wooly Bully from their album Psychic Powerless, Another Man's Sack. I think, was that their first full length? I think so, maybe. And the Wolverton Brothers started the set off with Could Have Had a Life from their 92 release, Sucking Hind Tit. So, what else here? The Shiverettes were here over the weekend. They played the Cavern on Saturday. I'm a little bummed I wasn't able to make it out there. But I'm sure it was a great time for all. They just put out their second album called Real Shrill Bitches. I assumed that was going to be on Transistor 66, but after talking to Art, I found out that, no, they actually self-released that. I guess they got a grant and put it out themselves. So I played a track last week, but I'm going to play another track this week because it's so good and it's brand new. We're going to hear Over You from the Shiverettes on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Danish post-punk masters Ice Age return to Winnipeg on Saturday, May 4th to play a special show at the Goodwill Social Club. If you caught their last show in town, you'll know why you need to get your advance tickets now. And if you missed out, it's a fair warning that the quartet are an act not to be missed. Tickets for this 18-plus show are $18 plus fees and are available now at the Goodwill and online at showpass.com/IceAgeWPG. So get yours and circle your calendar for Ice Age, Saturday, May 4th at the Goodwill with special guest Egyptian producer-composer Nada El Shazly, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and Disco Needs a Squeeze, and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard the Beverleys with a track called This Is Not a Union from their EP cassette released by Buzz Records. This band, you know, I've played them once before, and I do not know how to pronounce this name. They're French. It's C-U-I-R. Is it queer? Is it cure? I don't know. Is it sewer? Sewer? I don't know. Anyways, C-U-I-R. There you go. Name of the track was Tension. That's from their demo, representing the punks in France land. They call themselves electropunk, but I don't hear a lot of electronics in that. It's good, but you might want to think about different genre there. Track before that was a band out of London called Snob from their self-titled album released on La Vida e un Moose Records. That's a self-titled album. Don't know much about them. Kind of came across my plate this week and thought, you know, this would fit in really good with the Chivarettes, which we just heard at the top of that set. Track was called Over You, from their brand new album, Real Shrill Bitches. The Chivarettes were here on Saturday. Now, May 16th at the Pyramid, a band from Vancouver called Phono Pony will be coming into town. They're a two-piece featuring Michael Kenyon on guitars and Shay Hayashi on drums. Play some really good, kind of almost like dark rock and roll. My mind goes to Nick Cave type stuff, but maybe even better. I don't know. So they got a new album called Monkey Paw. We're gonna hear the track of the same name from that album. This is Phono Pony on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Distance. Advance tickets for the 2019 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Taking place July 11th through 14th in historic Birds Hill Park. The 46th festival lineup includes Grammy Award winner Casey Musgraves, guitar virtuoso Steve Gunn, Aussie phenom Julia Jacklin, and a star-studded 100th birthday celebration in honor of Pete Seeger, plus more than 65 great acts sure to warm your musical soul. Adult four-day passes with camping start at only $288. Youth and senior passes with camping start at only $219. And as always, kids 12 and under are free all weekend long. Get yours today at the Winnipeg Folk Festival offices, 203-211 Bannatyne at Albert, or through winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Tickets are moving fast and prices increase as of May 1st. Get your tickets for the 2019 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from all around the world right here in your backyard. July 11th through 14th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Sweater Kittens before that commercial. I think they're from Kamloops. That was a track called Good For You. Or no, that was the name of the album is Good For You. I think it's only four songs, so I'm just going to say it's an EP. The track was called Animal. Kind of a doomy sound to those. Not what I expected. The Vital before that with a track called Modern Living from their self-titled cassette released a couple years ago. They're playing May 16th. It's a Saturday, or no, it's a Thursday, I believe. At the Pyramid, opening up for Phono Pony from Vancouver, who started the set off with their track Monkey Paw from the album of the same name. Go check that out. Sounds like that'll be a good show. What next here? Oh, so there's this this band, Sun Voyager. Not really familiar with them, but... I heard that they recently put out a cover of a band by the name of Budgie. I don't know if anybody remembers Budgie from the 70s. Really heavy riff rockin' working class type stuff. The name of the song that they covered was Crash Course in Brain Surgery. Now, if you're a metal fan, you might recognize that as Metallica covered that song on their Garage Days Revisited. Metallica also covers Bread Fan at another point in their career. I guess they're Budgie fans. And apparently, if you the Sun Voyager, this band, they're. I don't know if it's going to be released physically. I think it might only be a digital download. But if you buy their Dugout, and if you know what a dugout means, then you know what it means. If you buy their Dugout, you get a download to this song. So I didn't buy the Dugout, no. I didn't get a good look. I want to make sure that it was quality. The pictures were tough to see actually how good it was. It looked cool, but, you know, function over fashion is what I always say. Let's take a listen to this. We're going to hear a couple other cover songs after that in this set. This is Sun Voyager, Crash Course in Brain Surgery on Assorted Hour. We'll be right back. This is a Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. That was Antares with their cover of Black Sabbath's Neon Nights from their album Sheep Days. You can hear Antares at the top of the hour introducing my show every Monday. Hey, this is Antares from Italy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's the Antares right there. They chose to do a Dio cover. Not sure why. It's not a bad song, I guess. But those Italians really like their Dio for some reason. We Hunt Buffalo from Vancouver before that with 21st Century Schizoid Man. Originally done by King Crimson from their self-titled album. And Sun Voyager started the set off with Crash Course in Brain Surgery doing some classic budgie. So we got enough time here for a couple more songs. Ian Blurton just has got a solo 7-inch coming out on Yeah Right Records. I think Yeah Right, something like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Yeah Right Records. It's called Spaces Forever. And I played the A side a couple weeks back. We're going to hear the B side. It's called Upon Yesterday. Just classic Ian Blurton doing what he does best, you know, being a rock god. Indian Handcrafts are going to follow that up with their cover of Motorhead Girl School's Please Don't Touch. That's a collaboration with the band Rip Nancy's. And if we have some time, we'll finish it off with a Rocket from the Tombs cover. Thanks for listening. This has been a Sorted Hour, and I have been and will continue to be in the foreseeable future. Your host, Jeremy Rancid. Thank you very much. UMFM 101.5.
for the first time, and I take it to a cheap motel.
I woke up drunk, you know I felt like a Simone Gale.